Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have someone in the studio today I've been very eager to talk with. I've been hearing about him for quite some time, and we've just had a very interesting conversation. This man has way more years in radio and television than I have, and I thought I was an old-timer. I'm not going to call him an old-timer. I'll just say a very experienced person on the air. Tom Lamont is here, but not on behalf of radio and TV. He is with the Wilmington Family YMCA. Tom, what is your job with the YMCA?
I am the Resource Development Director.
The Resource Development Director. Right. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So
do you give autographs?
I'm the fundraiser.
Oh.
I'm the arm twister, the sharing of the message. And that's what it's all about. You know, with WHQR, you want to share that message of public radio and what it means to this community and the programming that you're bringing, you know, to the listeners here. For us, at the YMCA, it's, we're a mission that's just so diverse. You think about the YMCA, and many people think about, you know, coming to work out or coming to the pool to swim. And because the Y is so many different things to so many different people, there's a wide range of things that the Y provides. But overall, our mission is youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. So what that means is we provide so many programs for youth, sports, our Indian Princess program, Indian Guide program for dads and their daughters. We provide after school. We provide summer camp. And I could go on and on about the programs that we provide for kids
in terms of youth development. Right.
And then the second part of that mission is healthy living. So we have opportunities to share with our members and the community things about nutrition, exercise. There's so many different ways to come in and exercise at our facility for all ages. So the little ones, we have an area called the Kids Zone, and there's exercise equipment for those children at their size, not this big, piece of equipment. For all of our adults, there's the swimming aspect, there's the exercise aspect with all the equipment, there's the opportunity to run in races and try club and triathletes and 5Ks and all of these different activities. And then you have an opportunity for our seniors. With so many, we have sit down exercise, we have a lot of rehab opportunities through the pool. For folks that are coming back from recovering from different ailments, accidents, cancer. We have a wonderful program called Live Strong.
Yeah, I understand that. That's kind of wrapping up right now.
Yeah.
There's a new one starting later, but Live Strong is for cancer survivors. It's a 12-week program, and it's free?
Absolutely free. Mm. And you can sign up for that program. It's based on your availability in terms of what you can do.
Right.
It's individualized for your needs. All of our LiveStrong participants have yellow shirts. They come in and they all look great. They're exercising. And after that time period of exercise, they have a graduation ceremony. And then the Y provides them with a 6-week family pass to continue to get that lifestyle back in exercising and recovery. And then we hope that they'll join after that and be a part of the Y family forever. And
absolutely.
So, awesome program.
Yeah.
Awesome program.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Tom Lamont with Wilmington Family YMCA. There is so much that we can talk about today, but what I want to focus on, just to kind of give us a way to narrow down this raging river, is to talk about some events that are coming up starting in March. So the first one that I noticed, Tom, because this kind of, is an interest of mine, All You Wanted to Learn About Alzheimer's starts on Tuesdays, and it's actually, I think, two Tuesdays, March 11th and 18th from noon to 1. What can you tell us about that program?
Well, it's an excellent program, and it's close to my heart as well. Both of my parents in the last couple of years had issues with dementia and Alzheimer's, and unfortunately I lost both of them in the last couple of years. But one of my parents, my mother, had to stay at a facility, and we went through all those things and learned a lot as we went through and from other people. And so the Y is so much interested in providing key topics and education on those topics, and so we've come up with this two-part presentation on Alzheimer's, and it's a way for families to learn more about the situations that they're dealing with their mothers, their fathers, their grandmother or grandfather. It's all about early detection and diagnosis and these key issues related to that. The presenter for us at the Y will be Bridget Sheridan, and she's an Alzheimer's Association community educator. And again, this is a way for us to partner with the Alzheimer's Association and help to educate the community. Part one is Know the 10 Signs. Part two is the basics, and we'll have an opportunity to share information on those on March 11th is the first session, part one, from noon to one. And that, again, is Know the 10 Signs. This part covers the myths versus the truths about Alzheimer's. And then part two is the basics, which is covering the symptoms, the diagnosis, and treatments of dementia.
Great. I'm going to give you the website right now, because as we're talking about all these programs, it may be kind of overwhelming as all of them go running past you. Go to the WilmingtonFamilyYMCA.org, WilmingtonFamilyYMCA.org. You can read about all you wanted to learn about Alzheimer's. Now, of course, there are various fitness programs. I noticed three new ones that are coming up in March. One is, and we can't get into these in great detail, Tom, but kind of give us a flavor of the Take It Outside class, the Swim Technique Clinic, and the Couch to 5K the Y Way.
Yeah, the Take It Outside class is going to be on Tuesdays early in the morning. These are for those folks that wake up early, want to get started early, and want a really, really significant workout early. And it's going to start March 4th. And it's going to be a group training workout. It's kind of like a boot camp, if you will. It's going to be outside when the weather gets nice, if it ever gets nice. It seems like winter continues to be around these days. But we're going to be doing a lot of different exercises, a lot of different things. If you want to know more about that, of course, check out our website. But that's going to be exciting. That's a new class, and we're really excited about
that. And I'm looking at
that
sledgehammers and kettlebells, sled pull, battle ropes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's if you're really serious and you're up for working out at 6 to 7 in the morning, starting March 4th. How about the Swim Technique Clinic?
Well, this is a special clinic for recreational and fitness swimmers. This is really an excellent class. Personal trainer and swim coach Perry Maxwell is awesome. He's got over 20 years of experience helping with swimming, and it does a great job at the Y. And it's going to be, you know, answering some questions like, do you want to swim more efficiently? Say you can swim pretty well, but if you want to be more efficient in your stroke, do you want to improve your endurance? Those are the kind of things that this clinic is going to help. So it's great opportunity to learn about a lot of different things, proper kicking, water, being comfortable in the water, you know, using the swimming for fitness. So I would definitely tell folks, if they really want to improve their swimming, this is a great thing to do. The clinic's dates, March 14th, March 28th, and then April 11th and April 25th.
Now, is that just a one-day event? The swimming clinic, swim technique clinic?
Yeah, the clinic is about an hour long.
Okay.
It's a minimum of four and maximum of six participants in each of those clinics.
So you get plenty of attention.
Get a plenty of attention, and you just need to register 3 days prior to each clinic date.
Okay, so the next one coming up is March 14th. The one immediately after that is March 28th. Tom, I ought to do that, because I can make a lot of progress in the water if I just put my head down and plow ahead, but I never really learned how to breathe in the water. For some reason, I was just panic-stricken about, you know, drinking in water while I was trying to breathe. So as a kid, I just, you know, I learned to swim by putting my head down and going for it. So I could use a little help on that. Now, let's talk about the Couch to 5K, the Y Way. Now, this is a program that'll be Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:30 in the evening. It goes on for 9 weeks. It starts March 19th. What is Couch to 5K, the Y Way?
Well, it's really a way to begin the process of preparing yourself to run a 5K. It is amazing to go to the races with our Girls on the Run and Stride program, which is seeing these young people learn the techniques and exercise, and it's all culminated at the end of their season by running a 5K. And to see these children, along with their running buddies, which are typically, you know, their aunts, uncles, moms, dads, brothers, and sisters, to see them finish and the expression on their face, and just it's a lot of work. And so in addition to the kids part of this and families, is that there are a lot of adults who want to set a goal for themselves, and a 5K is something they could, you know, begin to train for.
Yes.
So we're taking people from on the couch watching TV and sitting back and listening to music, to getting them outside, maybe with a headset on, listening to WHQR, and at the same time getting that exercise and preparing for a 5K. So you start out with some walk, you start out getting ready to build up your endurance with the running, and this is really a program that trains you for that 5K. And so we have a lot of races that are coming up.
I know you do. We just have a little bit more than a minute left, Tom. Let's talk about the one race that's coming up soon. It's Saturday, March 22nd. It's the 2014 YCC Beach Dash. Now, what does that mean, YCC Beach Dash?
Well, this is an obstacle course race. And it's at Wrightsville Beach, and it'll be down at the Shell Island area.
Okay.
This was originally set for February, and we had those really high winds on that Saturday, and it canceled it. So it's really cool. What happens is that the participants, and it's mostly families, you know, moms and dads and their kids and everybody, it's really, you know, scheduled for a family event. They will run through this course on the beach and have to, you know, go through all these different types of obstacles. There'll be a wall climb, a noodle forest, an agility run, a tunnel crawl where you have to go through the tunnel.
Oh, man.
It's really a lot of fun, and it's really a great way to kick off our series of 5K races, and that's the first of many coming up.
Right. Now, if any of what we've been talking about is interesting to you, Live Strong, the Alzheimer's program, the getting off the couch and running a 5K, any of the new outside fitness classes, swim technique, any of that, just go to WilmingtonFamilyYMCA.org. And you can read all the details about any of those. Tom Lamont, thank you. We have so much ground to cover, and you did a great job. You are a radio guy.
Well, yeah. Part of my past, but it's great to be back. And thank you
thank
and WHQR
you.
So much for having us.
Thank you so much. Tom Lamont from Wilmington Family YMCA.